This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. funding to the World Health Organization is being suspended by President Donald Trump, who blames it for creating a large increase in COVID-19 cases worldwide. The U.N. Health Agency, according to Trump, made a disastrous decision to oppose its restrictions on travel from China and put political correctness above life-saving measures. The president said the freeze on funds for the global agency will remain in place for 60 to 90 days while a review of its outbreak of the coronavirus is being conducted. Trump contends that the WHO failed in its basic duty to investigate early reports out of China about the virus back in December of last year. In a statement Tuesday night, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres repeated his support for the WHO from a week ago, saying supporting the World Health Organization is absolutely critical to the world's effort to win the war against COVID-19. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Corona Task Force, told the Associated Press that the United States does not yet have the critical testing and tracing procedures needed to begin reopening the nation's economy. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is endorsing his former second-in-command, Joe Biden, for president, calling Biden a clear choice to replace President Trump in November's national election. Obama said the country's future hangs on this election. Obama urged Americans to keep believing in the possibilities of a better world by supporting Biden's campaign. Biden told donors at a virtual fundraiser earlier this month that he had asked the former president for advice on choosing a running mate, whom he has said will be a woman. The support Obama gives, who is popular among Democrats, could help Biden unite Democrats after the long party nomination process. This is VOA News. South Koreans are choosing members of the legislature Wednesday amid the country's battle to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Voters are required to wear masks or check for fevers at the entrance of the polling stations and were asked to maintain social distance while moving toward the polling places. This year's election will determine whether the ruling Democratic Party will maintain its majority or lose control of the parliament to the main opposition United Future Party. South Korea's election is the first case of a country holding a national election in an affected country amid the pandemic outbreak. South Korea currently has 10,564 people infected with the virus and some 222 deaths confirmed so far. Wildfires are burning near the defunct Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine, and emergency officials say it is impossible to predict when they will be extinguished. Spokeswoman for the Kiev Regional Directorate of the State Emergency Situation Service told reporters Tuesday that the situation has been complicated by heavy winds in the area. Some 400 firefighters have been working in the area where the devastating fires have been burning for almost 2 weeks now. The fires began on April 3rd. Ukraine's National Police said they have detained two people suspected of setting the initial blaze. And Guatemala resumed receiving deportation flights from the U.S. this week after a one-week pause prompted by three deportees testing positive for COVID-19. The Guatemalan government had asked the United States not to send more than 25 deportees per flight, to give them health exams before departure, and to certify that they were not infected. But the flights resumed Monday with 76 migrants on the first flight and 106 on the second. And a lawsuit in a federal court claims Liberty University in the southern state of Virginia failed to protect its students by inviting them back to the campus during a COVID-19 stay-at-home order in the state. The lawsuit says Liberty erred by remaining open and inviting students back to campus, potentially exposing them to the coronavirus, which much of the world is in isolation to avoid. The suit says students who lived in on-campus housing were not expressly forced to move out of their housing while the university's president tried to downplay the significance of the pandemic. The lawsuit questions Dr. President Jerry Falwell Jr.'s comparison to the COVID-19 seasonal flu. VOA Remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.